point. I mean, you know, you have teams with, you know, 500 records or two games over 500 ahead of us. And I will tell you this, there's not much difference in any of the leagues on any given night. And so the ratings and the rankings, I mean, they're difficult, but you have to have something to, you know, to rate teams. I mean, I get it. And the coaches are continually looking to try to get it right and refine the system and how you rank teams. And, you know, I don't know if we'll ever get there, but I know being on the committee, we're always trying to, you know, we get a lot of input from a lot of different people just to refine it and try to get it as best we can.
All right. Great questions. And we'll come back with more of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Sushi Tuesday at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, now in its seventh year. Every Tuesday from 4 till 10 p.m., the sashimi-grade fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub has featured this fish for 7 years. Get the same fish you'd get in sushi restaurants in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library. Welcome back, Michigan Tech students. The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, located in the Memorial Union, is here to serve you and help you save money. The Campus Bookstore has the most new and used textbooks in the local area for sale. Plus, you can even rent your textbooks and save money. The Campus Bookstore offers value, service, and convenience on campus. So stop in today or order online at bookstore.mtu.edu. And also like their Facebook page to see their weekly specials.
Are you a business owner? Hi, this is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are a contractor, a manufacturer, a mom-and-pop business, or anything in between, the Turvo Agency can work with you to design an insurance program to meet your unique needs. As an independent agency, we represent many insurance companies. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stachowiak a call, and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
What's it mean to add refreshing Coca-Cola to the best time of the year? It means celebrating the present, with or without actual presents. It means doorbells being pushed to their limits, and doors opening to open arms. It's making sure your party is well-stocked with ice-cold Coca-Cola, so it's well-stocked with warm friends.
Can you grab one for me?
Sure.
It's knowing the greatest gift you can give is your time.
Enjoy your soup, sir.
And having the time of your life giving it.
Thanks, young man.
Having Coke over for the holidays means celebrating the night before Christmas. And the night before that, and the night before that.
Too soon to open presents?
It's celebrating the new year with old friends.
Happy New Year!
And resolving to make any time of year the best time of year.
This is nice, huh?
Yeah, this is nice.
Nothing warms the heart like friends and family, and nothing keeps them refreshed like ice-cold Coke. So pick some up today and give new meaning to holiday cheers. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show. Coach is with us, and thanks again for your question. So again, some of the promotions going on this weekend. Great idea with the Huskies now wearing their black uniforms for a lot of the home games now. Black out the Mac on Friday night. First 500 are going to get a black t-shirt. We ask that everybody wears black, and let's black out the Mac. This is Friday night's game, 707 McGinnis. Also, UP Health System Portage is sponsoring game day, and that means free Tech hockey posters for all you kids. I love the Tech hockey posters. We've got about 8 of them, 8 years in a row on my kid's wall inside of his room. And so anyway, really cool, and you can come there, get that, and enjoy some of the best hockey in the nation. Number one in the WCHA, taking on the Huskies, number three.
Well, it's an important series for us, Dirk, first and foremost. I mean, we have to make up some ground here on Minnesota State if we want a chance for the McNaughton Cup. And you don't get many opportunities to play teams like this. This is it. We got to beat them. You know, we got to find a way to get the job done. We have to play well. It's first, we have to, you know, it's the process. We have to be good in practice and then play a certain way. And then if we play like we're capable, then the results should take care of themselves. But great promotions. It's going to be a great weekend of hockey. So just encourage fans to come on out Friday, get your T-shirt, wear black. Like I said, come to Lamplighters Lounge, have a hot chocolate or something else if you'd like, and get ready for the game. And then the posters are fantastic. And I would encourage them to come with get your poster. And then obviously Saturday night we'll have a skate with the Huskies after our game. So
right.
A lot of good things going on. And junior hockey night on Saturday.
Junior hockey night on Saturday. And we encourage the kids to wear their their junior hockey uniforms, and that's always fun to see all those walking around the arena. Then everybody, all youth hockey players, will get a free popcorn on Saturday night, and they'll also be entered into a contest for free to get a chance at winning some hockey school, CCM sticks, autographed tech gear, really cool items.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that that they'll have the opportunity to win, and you can go hopefully on our website. Everything should be up there regarding the promotion at MichiganTechHuskies.com, and read a little bit more about the promotions this weekend. But it's going to be a fun weekend. Anyway, you cut it, slice it. You know, hockey's in town. I think basketball's on the road this weekend. So,
right.
You know, we'll be the only show going on this weekend, which is good. So we can get everybody there and come and root on our team. And our guys, they'll be ready to go. I can tell you that right now. There's a long day of travel yesterday. We got home about 1 in the morning, 12:30, 1 in the morning. So it was a long day, a good 13 hours of travel. So we'll go light on them today, and we'll make sure that they're ready to go Friday night.
And on Saturday night, don't forget, it's also Skate with the Huskies. So All you youth hockey players, not only wear your uniform, but bring your skates and get those posters that you picked up on Friday signed with the Michigan Tech hockey team. I also want to remind you, there's a Blue Line Club luncheon at noon on Friday. Coach will be there, and he'll give his monologue on what needs to happen this weekend.
Well, we'll talk a lot about the weekend that's you know, in front of us, and just talk a little bit about our players and some of the things that are going on, and you know, recap the Arizona trip. And we had such a good trip out there and such a good following that they've already talked to us about coming back out in 2 years. They're going to try and do this tournament every year, and they've got their field set for next year. But I think they were really blown away with. Mm-hmm. I thought we had more fans than the other three schools combined out there.
No question.
So it was fantastic, and I mean, they were like really excited about that. So they were encouraged by that. So I think we're talking to them about going back out in 2 years. So I'll just have to see if we can do that and make sure it fits into our schedule, and maybe even try and make it a bigger and better event. So we really enjoyed it out there.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you, I know you're not a marketing guy, but
no.
what do you think they could have done? Do you think they could have done anything better? I know it was the inaugural, but as far as the getting more people up to these games?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what type of giveaway they had for their season ticket holders, or even to the folks that were coming out for the football game. I know my wife said she saw some Clemson people in the stands and some Alabama people there that were coming in for the national championship game on last night. So maybe you go around the hotels or the bar and restaurants and, you know, have some tickets. I don't know what the tickets went for.
Maybe they were 25 a piece.
Yeah, so maybe you slash them down to $5 or $10, you know, in general admission, and try and get people in there. So, but I'm not going to criticize. They did a good job, and I know they in the future you have to start somewhere and they'll grow.
Exactly.
Just like we did the GLI. Yeah. But anyway, now we go from that to this weekend, and like I said, with all the promotions going on, our marketing team does a great job here, speaking of marketing, and I know they've got some great things going on for fans this weekend.
So again, black out the Mac for Friday, 500 t-shirts for the first 500 in the door, and then also UP Health System Portage sponsoring the free tech posters for all of the kids. Saturday night is junior hockey night. Wear your uniforms, kids, and bring your skates. They'll have skates with the Huskies after. And again, these are incredibly – these aren't just average games. These are huge games. And really, I hate to say it, but the McNaughton Cup could be won or lost in some terms this weekend because, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, and you don't want to put everything on the weekend. But I know what you mean. I think just if you had to get one ticket, if you had to have one opportunity to come to a game this year, this would be the weekend. This would be the weekend you come, because a couple reasons. The intensity on the ice is going to be off the roof. I mean, the two teams, we've had great battles with them. There's so much at stake. You're going to see a lot of really good hockey players in the game. They're going to be good games, close games, and I think the excitement, the energy in the building is going to be fantastic. I know my wife's disappointed she won't be here. She decided to go to Atlanta, Georgia, and visit her mother, and let me handle all the roof raking and the snow removal. But get your tickets for this weekend. Thank you so much to our fans for all your support. We've had tremendous support, whether we're on the road or at home, and we expect great crowds this weekend. So get your tickets early so you don't get shut out, Dirk.
7:07, both Friday and Saturday night, and at 6:30 pregame here on Mix 93 WKMJ. That is the Mel Pearson Show. We'll be back again next week here on The Mix.